Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
When we hear today's gospel, I think that there is a tendency for us to relax. Oh, I know the gospel. The son came to his senses, repented, and was accepted back. I don't need to hear this parable again. I've heard it so many times, I know it by heart. We allow ourselves to relax and not listen to these very important words. Words that are very important and necessary in today's society, today's age. Words that are necessary for us to hear so we can turn back and turn to Christ, our Heavenly Father. In the parable, we have a father and two sons. If you look at the whole parable, we can deduct that the father taught his sons to be a well-rounded man. He most likely taught them everything that they needed to know about life and how to make good decisions. A life that is God-pleasing. Then there was a son who stayed and remained with his father, which shows a sign that he loved his father with a very pure heart and had found a satisfaction in fulfilling father's will. This son represents people who choose God above everything else in their life. These people are those who try to live out the gospel to the fullest. They come to confession regularly. They fast strictly. They make God their first and foremost priority. Not because they are told to do so, but because they love God above everything else in their life. Then there is a son who left, who wasted his inheritance, who wasted his time doing useless things, pleasurable things, unimportant things in his life, because he thought that this or that activity will make him feel better or get him places. It's not until later when the son realized that he has messed up big time. He chose to go home, but not as his father's son, but rather like a worthless servant. And because of that humility, because he came to his senses and his repentance, he was elevated to the honorable position. The son who left represents us. Of course, we would love to be the son who stayed, but no, because of our sinfulness, because of our inability to do God's will to the fullest within our life, we are the ones who leave. We are the ones, because of our pride or self-love, that we refuse to come to our senses. We refuse to acknowledge that we have fallen into some serious sin. Some sins are day-to-day sins that remove us from the path to salvation. And we are not willing to go to confession because we think we're okay. Some choose to be totally disconnected from God by not going to confession for years. Can you imagine how sad and depressed that life must be? Many life issues that we have within our life are always connected to the sins that we commit on a daily basis, voluntarily or involuntarily. We need to acknowledge our downfall, that we have messed up, that we have sinned through pride, self-love, gossip, lying, gluttony, lust, that we have sinned through all of our senses, our thoughts, each and every single day of our life. We need to acknowledge that we walk away from God every single day, if not every single hour. Maybe we don't know what sin is. Maybe in the past we were not formed properly to understand the true gravity of sin and what sin can actually do to us. Sin rots us from the inside out. Each sin or passion is a road that leads us to a land that is far away from God. St. Theophan writes that we must choose one or the other, either perish eternally, or should we remain as we are, or if we do not want that, if we don't want to perish, then we should repent and turn to the Lord and to His commandments. And why should we delay? The further we let it go, the worse it gets. Be aware that death is at the door. We don't know when will be our last breath. We don't. It can be any night, any day, any accident. But if you are caught with an unrepented heart, then we simply cannot accept paradise. The second son returned back with humility to his father, not expect anything in return except being his slave. But his loving father saw him and ran towards him because his son came to his senses. The son realized his sinful nature and the sins that he has committed and is committing, that he will have to work on them for the rest of his life. Let us not take these words from gospel lightly. In a way, we can use today's gospel as an antidote against the world which tries us to pull away from what is truly important, our salvation. We cannot think that just because we are baptized that we will immediately go to heaven. It requires work. It requires sacrifice. It requires coming to church for feast days. It requires humility. It requires us to choose what we want our life, eternal life, to be. Heaven or hell? Let us take courage to come to our senses and let us run back to our Heavenly Father. Glory to Jesus Christ.